I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A team of South Carolina mental health professionals have been training counselors in the U.S. and other countries to effectively use telehealth and video conferencing to provide trauma-focused therapy to children and adolescents during the pandemic. To talk about adapting to telemental health therapy is Meg Wallace. She's a licensed independent social worker, and she is the lead coordinator and clinician for the Telehealth Outreach Program, or TOPS, at MUSC. Meg, give us a summary of the trauma-focused training that your team is providing during the pandemic.
Our team is providing training to psychologists, social workers, counselors, and other mental health professionals on delivering telehealth. We really focus on providing trauma-focused services to kids, especially in high needs or rural areas. And these are kids that traditionally can't access office-based services. And so we're trying to reduce those disparities, especially during this pandemic.
And the providers that you're training, you mentioned many of them are counselors of one sort or another. They're skilled in the trauma-focused part of the therapy. It's mainly that they need help with moving into telehealth. Is that the idea?
Yeah, so our training is really focusing on taking the trauma treatment that the providers know and then how to adapt it to this new modality and using the technology to our advantage for a treatment that we know works.
And what kind of technology is used? Are we mostly talking about video conferencing?
It's ideally video conferencing using a HIPAA-compliant platform. If that's not available, we can do over the phone, but video is preferred. And patients are typically using a smart device or a computer with a camera, and providers are typically using a laptop or a desktop computer.
And what are the typical challenges? What sorts of things do these professionals need help with?
Typically, it's getting comfortable with the use of a technology, learning how to read patients' cues remotely when you don't have them in a room, and also just feeling comfortable with seeing patients in the home environment instead of an office setting where we can't control everything that's happening, like siblings, family, dogs, TVs, things like that.
And what are some of the sorts of cues that the therapist might be looking for? Are we talking about facial expressions, or what really do the therapists need to be alert to now that they're using video sessions?
Facial cues are going to be very important. Also learning how to work camera angles, so having patients sit further from a camera or closer to it to be able to see wider angles of their expressions or their body language.
And when it comes to trauma-focused therapy, what are the benefits of using telehealth right now, especially during the pandemic? Why is this so needed?
Well, what we know with the population we work with, a lot of our patients have trouble accessing those traditional office-based services. So even outside of a pandemic, reducing those barriers, those disparities is important. Now that we're in a pandemic and a lot of people can't leave their homes or don't feel safe to do so, this is really letting us get to the patients who need these services while keeping them safe and keeping our providers safe.
Meg, thanks for providing this information about training telemental health providers during the pandemic.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.